Hello. Welcome to Blacter. Join me as I examine the best of black artists in my quest to becoming one myself. Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of Blacter. I'm your host, Gabe Moses. Before we get into this episode, I would just like to say that we're most likely about halfway through with the first season. In about a month, I'll be starting up my senior year at DeSales, and I want to dedicate my time to my studies. But don't worry, I'll have more time to plan great things for season 2. More news to come. Today's episode is dedicated to Bill Withers, one of my favorite singers of all time. I'll be talking about his upbringing, how he got into music, his success with music, and a few of his songs that hold a special place in my heart. So let's get into it. William Harrison Withers Jr. was born on July 4th, 1938, in Slab Fork, West Virginia, a very small town. He was the youngest of 6 children. His mother was a maid, and his father was a coal miner. Growing up, Withers developed a stutter, which made him even more different while he was also a young black man during this time. He would later learn how music would be the therapy and cure for his stutter. When he was 3 years old, his parents divorced. He lost connection with his father and was raised by his mother in Beckley, West Virginia. Withers wrote his first song when he was only 4 years young, and this was the beginning of something no one could have predicted. Unfortunately, when he was 13 years old, his father passed away, and he never had the chance to reconnect. After this, Withers took on a few jobs to help support his family. When he was either 17 or 18, he enlisted in the United States Navy and served for 9 years as an aircraft mechanic. Throughout this time, Withers wrote his own songs, which broadened his love for music and singing. It helped him cope with what he had gone through up to this point in his life. In the mid-60s, Withers would leave the Navy and go to San Jose for 2 years before moving to Los Angeles to start his career in music. In San Jose, Withers worked several jobs, including being a milkman and working on planes. He was a man of many talents. While there, he invested in a guitar and developed his skills even more. He eventually recorded his first song called 3 Nights and a Morning, which was released in 1967. After moving to Los Angeles, he continued to work steady jobs while also getting his foot in the music industry door. Clarence Avant, the music executive of Sussex Records at the time, met Withers through a friend. After just seeing one of his song titles called Grandma's Hands, Avant immediately signed Withers to the label. He helped a brother out. Avant set Withers up with a team of musicians and producers, and within 3 years, his debut album was recorded and released. Just As I Am was the title of his first album and came out in May of 1971. The album was instantly an R&B classic. Everyone knows the famous song Ain't No Sunshine. Well, it was the second song on his first album, preceded by The Gritty Harlem and followed by Grandma's Hands. I'll talk about his songs more in depth later, so I won't get too carried away now. Withers won the Grammy Award for his song Ain't No Sunshine, which was a huge step for a black artist who was new to the scene. He was also nominated for Best New Artist that same year. After receiving high praises on his first album, Withers went on to tour, and he would drop his second album a year later. I'm taking a guess that most of his songs on his first 2 albums were written while he was in the Navy. Still Bill was released in 1972. Another great album that included his most famous songs, Lean On Me and Use Me, which were both at the top of the charts. The album was certified gold, so I think that says enough. Later that year, Withers came out with a live album called Bill Withers Live at Carnegie Hall, which featured songs from his first 2 albums. From then on, there was no stopping Withers. Year after year, he came out with hit after hit, one album after another. He would write songs for other artists as well, such as Gladys Knight and the Pips. In 1974, his album Justments was released. However, this would be his last album under Sussex Records due to a legal issue. The next year, he moved to Columbia Records and released another album there called Making Music. It was as simple as that. From 1973 to 1976, Withers had two wives and had two children with his second one. There were reports of domestic abuse with his first spouse, which resulted in a divorce a few months later. Withers went on to collaborate with Grover Washington Jr., a jazz saxophonist, on the famous hit song, Just the Two of Us, a song with one of my favorite saxophone solos I've ever heard. The song earned him his second Grammy Award in 1981 for Best Rhythm and Blues Song. Withers would release Watching You, Watching Me in 1985, which was his last solo album. For the rest of his life, Withers would sit back and enjoy the happiness he brought to the world and take in all his success. Withers was inducted into the Songwriters Hall of Fame as well as the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. His song Lean On Me was inducted into the Grammy Hall of Fame, and some of his albums were reissued and released. He received many tributes from contemporary artists who admired and were big fans of his work. Withers lived a very rewarding and peaceful life. In March of this year, 2020, Withers passed away from heart complications. He was 81 years old. One of the biggest losses in music history. And of course, during a rough time in this world, which didn't make it any better. Withers definitely had a huge impact on my life. And I remember hearing his music mostly growing up with my grandfather. He would play his songs in car rides and during cookouts, and I always went to look him up for myself and listen to more. Hence why I have an old soul. But Bill Withers' legacy lives on. And up next, I'll be honoring his music that brought new sounds to rhythm and blues. We'll be right back after this break. Welcome back to the episode. Soul, funk, rhythm, and blues were all a part of Bill Withers' repertoire. It was a struggle to just pick a couple of songs in his collection to highlight, because I haven't come across one that wasn't likable. I found that Withers made some of his most impactful songs on his first two albums, which will be where my focus lies for the next few minutes. So I have to begin with the very first song on his debut album, Harlem. This song does a great job of setting the tone of Just As I Am. I'd like to talk about the theme of death that comes into play beautifully again with the very last song on this album. The first line of the song reads as follows. Summer nights in Harlem. Man, it's a really hot. Well, it's too hot to sleep, and I'm too cold to heat. I don't care if I die or not. The song is very upbeat. But although there are positive depictions of Harlem, there is also a dark undertone of the black community and their life in a not-so-put-together neighborhood. It's just one of those songs you have to check out for yourself to understand. I'm going to skip to the last song on this album to show you how it connects to Harlem. This song is called Better Off Dead, which, just from the title, is the opposite of how Withers says he doesn't care if he dies or not in Harlem. I encourage you to listen to this song and hear the parallels and differences. The end of the album ends very abruptly, which makes a huge statement on the reality of being black in America. It's so good, I have to play it for you.
Hey, she's better
Next up, Grandma's Hands is a song that has always been one of my favorites from Withers. It's the third song on the album, and although the melody is very simple, there's a powerful message. Withers is basically giving a tribute to his grandmother, Lula. The phrase Grandma's Hands is repeated throughout the song to illustrate his memory of spending time with his grandmother, mostly as a kid, in church. Something I can also relate to, and I think it is a universal theme for anyone who has a grandmother. At the end of the song, Withers says, "Grandma's hands used to hand me a piece of candy. Grandma's hands picked me up each time I fell. Grandma's hands, boy, that really came in handy," she'd say. "Maddie, don't you whip that boy. What you want to spank him for? He didn't drop no apple core. But I don't have grandma anymore. If I get to heaven, I'll look for grandma's hands." Well, I hope Withers has finally found his grandmother's hands in heaven. The sixth song on this album is called Do It Good, another simple song that kind of reflects the title, Just As I Am. The song is pretty much just about doing something you love and doing it good. In the middle of the song, Withers stops singing and says the following. "If you read the album cover by now, you know that my name is what my name is. When I came in here to try and do this, something I've never done before, Mr. Jones, Booker T, said to me, 'Don't worry about it. Just do what you do, and do it good.'" The best thing about this is, he literally wrote a song about recording an album for the first time. I can't move on without mentioning his cover of Let It Be by the Beatles, which is featured on his first album. Please listen to it because it's one of my favorite covers of this song, and was so upset when I only heard it for the first time when Withers passed away earlier this year. It's amazing. Next, I'll be moving on to an unknown song called Family Table, which is on his album Making Music. What I like about this song is the fact that Withers says he will never be able to forget where he comes from. And even though he is living out his dream as a singer, he longs to be at the family table eating dinner every night with his loved ones, just like he did growing up. The lyrics read as follows. "I will follow my dreams wherever they take me. I will stand upon the mountain and look down upon the seashores. But I'll always remember the family table. If I don't ever go there anymore, I will stand up when it seems that my troubles might break me. I will listen even though I've known I heard it all before. But I'll always remember the family table if I don't ever go there anymore." Lastly, I'd be crazy to not talk about his anthem of a song, Lean On Me, which was featured on his second album, Still Bill. Talk about a song that stretches farther than just a positive message for the black community, but one that unites all people to stand and depend on one another in a time of need. Those famous lyrics will resonate with anyone, and it is definitely a pick-me-up song when you're feeling down. Bill Withers has a voice unlike any other. His music paved the way for so many soul and R&B artists, and he probably has more songs covered than any other. He was a true singer-songwriter who wrote from the heart. He did not only present black men and women in a truthful light, but highlighted the black experience through Love and Lust, which was a first in the 1970s. To end this episode, I'll be sharing with you an interview Withers has with singer Allo Black. Black is also an R&B singer, and he was deeply influenced by Withers and his music. I'll only be playing the last few minutes of this interview, but I encourage you to look it up and listen to the entire conversation. Withers was a musical genius, and I can't wait until the day when I introduce his music to my children. With that being said, please enjoy the music and inspiring words of Bill Withers.
Sometimes in the light feel like you have the gift and you want to find out, make yourself available and the world will let you know. And you know, there are all kind of levels of stuff. There are some very happy people who top out playing in the lobby of Holiday Inns. But they're playing music and they're happy in it, you know. So it's supposed to make you happy, you know. Don't value your gift according to where you fall on the scale of commercial professionalism. Enjoy it, you know. If you can lock yourself up in your closet, man, and just groove, don't cheat yourself out of that, you know.
That's a good way to value it. But there was a cover song that you refused to do, I hear, was when you were...
In the Ghetto?
In the Ghetto.
Yeah.
Elvis Presley's In the Ghetto.
Well, that just pissed me off. Because I don't know nothing about no ghetto and Elvis don't either. I did Grandma's Hands. I had a grandmother. I did Harlem. I went to Harlem. If you see me in the ghetto, brother, I'm passing through.
I would like to challenge you with a cliche.
Okay.
Finish this line, Mr. Withers. Roses are red. Violets are blue.
How in the world did I wind up talking to a brother like you? Don't cheat yourself out of music. Music is one thing. So please don't confuse music with the music business. Day after tomorrow, you're going to have some old fat lady get up in some old raggedy church and sing her butt off, and she's going to feel good afterwards. And ain't nobody going to give her a nickel for it. So let your reward be in the doing of it. And meanwhile, if you can turn it into a business, go for it. But don't bet your life on it.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Bill Withers. Hey, buddy.
Thank you for listening. I hope you enjoyed the episode. You can follow me on Instagram at Gabe J. Moses. Be sure to follow and subscribe to the show wherever you listen to podcasts to get updates on new episodes every Tuesday and Friday. Until next time, I'm Gabe Moses, and Black Artists Matter.